You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
Once a week, we have a chat with Mike Bassane from the Napa-Sonoma Small Business Development Center. We've been doing this for many weeks now since the pandemic and since all the government programs started coming out to help small business. And Mike's back with us this morning. Good morning to you.
Happy Wednesday to both of you.
Top of the morning for St. Patrick's Day,
too. Oh, that's right. Supposed to drink beer and whiskey tonight?
Just tonight? Is that
just tonight?
Let's get going here. We know that some stimulus checks are hitting people's bank accounts this week. That is part of the American Rescue Plan. But more directly to small business help, what's new this week? What should people know?
Well, yes. The American Rescue Act was signed into law last Thursday by President Biden, and we are indeed already beginning to see the rollout of stimulus checks and federal unemployment benefit extension, tax credits, among a range of other provisions. And starting today, we will see literally tens of millions of ACH payments go out, as well as the checks hit the mail. Biden and Harris and their spouses are on a multi-city, quote-unquote, help is here tour, promoting the merits of the bill. And the bill, as we know, includes a number of benefits for small business, including a $29 billion tranche for relief specifically to restaurants and bars, with $3.5 billion earmarked for those businesses with less than $500,000 in revenue. And interestingly, the bill also provides funding for the long-awaited shuttered venue grant. And, of course, as we've discussed, that's $15 billion for live entertainment businesses. We now know, as of today, the applications will be scheduled for acceptance starting in April. So that's literally just a couple of weeks away. And of course, the president's most immediate small business initiative relates to the changes in the Paycheck Protection Plan that were made last month. And the changes, which were intended to provide additional funding to small businesses that were considered minority owned, as well as having a lower level of revenue. Basically, this plan to expand the guidelines and make it easier has been mired in challenges. And we're seeing some of the stalwarts, Bank of America, for example, and J.P. Morgan Chase, now either not accepting applications or soon to close their window for accepting applications. The Paycheck Protection Plan is scheduled to expire on March 31st, as I've mentioned previously. And unfortunately, because we're going to see the expiration in short order, many, many banks have not had an opportunity to adjust to the new guidelines. And so now we have the likes of the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and a number of folks from the American Bankers Association and other banking groups basically urging lawmakers to provide more time and extend the expiration date of the PPP. Which, of course, it just seems incredibly ironic that we've launched this program with so much hoopla, and it's not getting any traction.
Why?
Why? Well, that seems to be the question of the hour, but I think it's literally packing 10 pounds of concrete into a 5-pound bag, trying to get so much done in so little time. And the ability for banking institutions to adjust to these changes in literally just a few weeks and to try to get all the loans out the door is considered by some to be very unfair and unrealistic. You know, as of the beginning of March, there have been so far about 7.5 million PPP loans that have been granted with total loan dollars of approximately $700 billion. And that's of the $806 billion appropriated by Congress. So that leaves about a little over $100 billion left to lend. And the funds are there. It's just, how do you get them out the door?
Boy, ongoing challenge. I guess, you know, you want to say, well, this isn't the first time we've done this. We've gone through this process several iterations in the last year. Why aren't they ready to do it? But it's not the same each time, correct, for the banks and for the other lenders?
Yeah, you know, it's all about following the guidelines that are issued with each iteration of law. And that requires that your legal departments delve deeply into the nuances of the guidelines after they've been issued. And then, of course, it isn't automatic, even though so many, if not all, banks are dependent upon technology. So these platforms for delivery have to be fine-tuned, adjusted, and, of course, in compliance with regulatory requirements.
So coming back to the grants for restaurants, bars, I believe wineries, distilleries, brew pubs, breweries were also included in that. Those are grants, not loans, correct? And when and how will business owners in our community be able to apply for that money?
That, again, is a wait-and-see question. It really is such that now that these funds have been allocated, it's a matter of having these funds channeled to specific venues and or basically processes. And so we don't have any date certains. is that correct English? Date certain yet relating to when these grants will become available, but we learned through the Small Business Development Center very quickly when we see the release of certain programs. We publish this information on our website at NapaSonomaSBDC.org, and once this information comes out, then typically we have a better understanding of the process and when the delivery will occur.
So we just kind of need to hang in there and be vigilant. Is there any way to get an alert or something when the program opens up, or is there that kind of urgency to it?
This is something that, of course, for all of us is near and dear. It's a matter of staying aware of what's coming out in the various channels, media sources, and so forth. No, there isn't necessarily an alert app that one might have access to. That's a great idea, by the way. But again, what I recommend to our clients is that you tag any number of different websites and monitor those on a daily basis. And that would also include, of course, the NapaSonomaSBDC.org, but NorCalSBDC.org is another good resource as well. And certainly SBA.gov is an excellent one. Your local county and city websites may very well carry these grant notifications as well.
Mm-hmm. This question I often ask you when you're on the show is, what are people calling and asking questions about from you at the SBDC right now?
Well, you know, we still have many entrepreneurs in our midst, folks who are looking for ways to adapt to the current conditions, to come up with the better concept or mousetrap. And so we definitely are getting calls, of course, relating to these programs daily. One of the biggest concerns has been, when am I going to receive my California relief grant dollars? And that has been a very protracted program, although, of course, it was refunded to the tune of an additional $2 billion. And so, therefore, we have a number of new rounds of funding. And good news is, coming up on March 26th is the next round for people who have either been put on the wait list or people who are just wanting to apply for the first time. And of course, that's a range of grants from $5,000 to $25,000. And of course, we can help applicants with that process at the SBDC. But to your earlier question, we definitely are working with people on their business plans. We're working with people on identifying financing sources for new businesses that aren't necessarily driven by the COVID-19 economic impact. Some folks are just wanting to start a new business. So we're working on sourcing, for example, and packaging the SBA 7A program and lenders associated with that, the 504 program for acquisition of real estate for owner-occupied facilities. And it's a nice smorgasbord of opportunities when we get these calls. Definitely we're still seeing, of course, folks who've been adversely impacted by current conditions, and they're just looking everywhere and anywhere for some resource, some source of funding.
Yeah. So if you are in that boat and you're looking for some source of funding, the Napa Sonoma Small Business Development Center may be able to help you out. Mike, tell everybody how to get in touch.
You can go directly to our website, NapaSonomaSBDC.org, and hit the big Apply Now button, and we'll be happy to assign an advisor to you. Or you can call in directly at area code 707-256-7250.
And there you have it. Mike Bassain, thank you once again this week for your time and persistence.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
All right.
You too.
All right.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.